Good evening. Looks like our event is very well attended for just a consent agenda. Okay, it's a little bit more than that. We're going to excuse Mayor Smith. He is attending an event out of state, as well as Chris Glover and Dina Higgins. They are also out of state attending a downtown conference. So it's just the four of us. This ought to be interesting. In order for anything to pass, we need a unanimous vote. So hold on to your seats. Could be fun. Probably not. We're going to start our meeting today with an invocation by President Dennis Tingey of the Maricopa North Stake LDS Church. Thank you very much. And then Pledge of Allegiance by Bryson Palmer of Troop 351. Would you please stand?
For the chance to meet together this evening. We're grateful for our councilmen and their efforts in, at this time and the many hours that they spend in helping direct our city. We pray, Father, as we meet here tonight, that there might be a spirit of love and community as we share thoughts and ideas and as agenda items come up. We're grateful for the blessings we've been given, grateful for this free land that we live in. We pray for those throughout the world who our need and suffering. We pray for our troops throughout the world, and we're grateful for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us in this wonderful land and community. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Will you please join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Be seated. I don't know if everybody heard the giggling when Dave Richin's name was sent out there, but I assure you it's not a joke. He does represent you. So, the Council Member Richins, would you like to make a recognition?
Smith, that is. I just wanted to introduce a couple of Boy Scout troops that I've been working with on, which happen to be from my neighborhood. We've been working on the citizenship in the community merit badge. If you guys would like to stand up over there in the corner, got a pretty good sized crowd. The short one in the red shirt is my son Nate, so I wanted to give a shout out for my son Nate, and thanks to President Tingey for his prayer this morning. So thanks for being here, guys.
Now your mothers know you actually attended the meeting, so you can get credit. So we're scoutmasters. Well, this month, as you can see here today, we have a very well-attended meeting. This month, from April 10th to the 16th, is National Volunteer Week. Mesa is very fortunate to have hundreds of folks from our community who volunteer their valuable time to help their neighbors and help this city. We absolutely could not run this city without you. So it is my pleasure to introduce Sheila Byrne, the City Human Resources Department, from the City Human Resources Department, to help recognize the volunteers.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Summers. I'm here this evening on behalf of the Citywide Volunteer Management Group, and we want to thank the hundreds of wonderful volunteers in the city of Mesa who give their time. We have a chart that's going to be coming up here on the screen. And when it does, you'll notice that in 2010, Mesa volunteers donated 224,003 hours to the city. This is a savings of more than $4.6 million to the city. And on the next slide, you'll notice that we've seen a huge increase in the number of volunteer hours over the past several years. Back in 2002, we actually had 81,000 volunteer hours that year, so the number has tripled since that time. Our group has worked very hard to increase the options for both long-term scheduled volunteers, short-term scheduled volunteers, and also we've added a lot of one-day events. We're grateful for the variety of roles that our volunteers serve, from restoring million-year-old fossils, building exhibits, and working on social media for our Arizona Museum of Natural History, to working with Information Technology Department in 3D mapping and updating the Bicycle Master Plan, to helping police officers process drunken driving suspects in the DUI van, to teens assisting with the summer reading program, and adults helping over 1,000 people complete their applications and resumes in the new Library Career Center. With us this evening, we have many volunteers in Mesa representing the different city departments that they serve. They have signs explaining, the department that they represent and the number of hours that the volunteers give of their time to those departments that they gave of their time in 2010. Okay, thank you. We want to give special recognition this evening to volunteers who have been with the city for at least 20 years. These volunteers have literally given thousands of hours of their time. When we call your name, please come forward and accept your certificate of appreciation from the Vice Mayor and the City Manager.
From the Mesa Police Department, Bill Boa, with 20 years of volunteer service. From the Mesa Library, Kate Litterall, with 25 years of volunteer service. Yvonne Fox, with 25 years of volunteer service, Mesa Library. Also from the Mesa Library, Linda Munsell, 21 years of volunteer service. Not here tonight. All right. Marie Hyges, 21 years of volunteer service, Mesa Library. Also from the Mesa Library, Shirley Randolph, with 20 years of volunteer service.
Also volunteer.
Thanks to Shirley. From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Rita Falstick, 21 years of volunteer service.
Thank you.
Oh, your broken leg.
Yes.
From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Anita Zimber, 25 years of volunteer service.
Thank you.
From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Frank Buranik, with 20 years of volunteer service. From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Marion Burionic, 20 years of volunteer service.
Thank you.
From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Jim Britton, 26 years of volunteer service. From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Marie Britton, 26 years of volunteer service. From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Donna Benge, 34 years of volunteer service. From the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Fran Lindberg, 20 years of volunteer service. Fran's not able to be with us tonight.
Okay.
And finally, from the Arizona Museum of Natural History, Gene Briggs, 20 years of volunteer service.
Wow, very good. Thank you so much.
Please give all our wonderful volunteers a well-deserved round of applause.
Thank you so much, everybody, for attending today. I tell you, that is pretty impressive. 20, 25, 30. Is that my cue card? He's saying, thank you, volunteer. See, I'm only the vice mayor. They don't give me a script, so they tore it in half. I'm off script. I was going to say that some of you, 25, 30, 34, 35 years of volunteering in this community is just absolutely, I'm awestruck by it. I've only been in this community since 1988. I admit I am a transplant from upstate New York, and I came here courtesy of the orders I received from the United States Air Force. But to think that many of you had been volunteering for nearly a decade when I arrived is very, very impressive. And we, all of us, thank you so much for your service, and I think our community as a whole owes you a debt of gratitude, because many of the programs that you volunteer in, many of the departments, I think, could not operate without your service and the love that you put into to that service. You know, Mesa is a pretty amazing place when you think about it. The number of hours we have, the hundreds of volunteers, the millions that they have contributed, and it's really being recognized nationally. I found out today that that for all cities in the country, only three cities were selected by USA Weekend to be featured in their magazine next Sunday for our efforts during Make a Difference 2010. And all of you are to be congratulated for that. Thank you very much. Another round of applause. Make a Difference had more than 325 volunteers participating in it. Just this last October, it made a huge difference in the Casa Mesa neighborhood and some other Mesa neighborhoods here throughout the city. Volunteers used dumpsters to remove 39 tons of trash from alleys, which as a firefighter in my normal career, thank you very much for doing that. I'm sure our former fire captain over here can appreciate the work that you did there. Delivery of fire safety awareness information to over 800 homes. Painted 469 address numbers on curbs to decrease emergency response times. I drove a fire truck for many years. I can tell you those things are a godsend. It is so difficult when you know you have a serious emergency you have to get to, a heart attack or a stroke or a child that's in distress, and not being able to see addresses is absolutely frustrating. So I know both sides of that one. Use 50 gallons of paint to remove graffiti. Cleaned up playground equipment and at neighborhood parks and picked up trash along the roadway and registered 100 people to receive important financial information. Once again, thank you so much for all the work that you have done. And back to my story, is just as a personal note, I know they gave me this the script, but I've had contact with some volunteers here in Mason and Phoenix, and I think the program here with the fire department that I'm very familiar with is the Connector program. That originally started in Phoenix, I know, with volunteers to help family members who had lost their homes or lost a loved one, really helped those families get connected to people they need to talk to, and helped our firefighters tremendously. Because we're good at the technical stuff. We're not good with the mother in distress. So I thank those folks personally for their work, as well as the folks at the library who always seem to have time to help my children find the right book. Proud to say my son's SAT scores came back. He did really well. He's going for the Fulton School of Engineering, which I saw had 100 hours of volunteer time. Maybe I ought to hook him up over there, because he would like to be an engineer. So, and I don't think that without volunteers like the folks at the library that he would have been able to score that high. So thank you very much. And for anybody who's watching, we always, always need more volunteers. We have more need than we do hours, despite the tremendous efforts put forth by folks in this room and the folks who are at this very moment volunteering. So if you have the inclination or a little bit of time to help, or maybe you don't have the time but you still have the inclination, we'll take that anyway. And I would hope that you would log on to www.mesaaz.gov. We have a website set up for volunteers that talk about all the opportunities from the library, the police department, fire department, Natural History Museum, and some ideas that maybe you haven't heard of. And for the scouts in the back row, there's a section over there for Eagle Scout, right? Volunteer efforts for Eagle Scout. I didn't know if you knew that, but when you are sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to do for that Eagle Scout, know that the city of Mesa has a number of volunteer opportunities and project suggestions that you may want to take advantage of. It's a great way to not only earn that badge, which is a tremendous accomplishment, but give back to the community as well. So once again, one more round of applause. Thank you very much for everybody. Now I'm required to go back on script, and we will read the consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A has been deleted. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Barrow's Pizza, 1545 South Power Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Anthology Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 9th, 101 West Main Street. Item 4A, act to renew term contract for asphalt and crack sealant for Transportation Department, funded by the Transportation Sales Tax and Highway User Revenue Funds. Item 4B, act to renew term contract for tires for Fire Department. Item 4C, act to purchase one replacement.
We're going to pause a moment. We got a few more people leaving.
All right,
Kevin. Of course, you know now the camera's on this awkward moment on the four of us. I apologize for the delay, Kevin. We're just allowing some folks to go. I was hoping we'd be able to plow through it, but
you want to pick up at 4A again?
Let's pick up from 4A and we'll read. I don't know if folks couldn't hear it.
Item 4A, act to renew term contract for asphalt and crack sealant for Transportation Department, funded by the Transportation Sales Tax and Highway User Revenue Funds. Item 4B, act to renew term contract for tires fire department. Item 4C, act to purchase one replacement vehicle for police department. This is funded by the fiscal year 10-11 vehicle replacement fund. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase four new motorcycles for police department, fully funded by the governor's office of highway safety grant. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase two new pool covers and two new storage reels for the new Skyline Aquatic Center. Item 4F, act on contract for improvements to Brooks Pump Station, 301 South Brook Street, and the Lindsay Pump Station, 3130 East Adobe Street. This project is funded from the fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4G, act on three-year supply contract for Alkyd thermoplastic striping material for Transportation Department, Field Operations Division. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase coated steel pipe for Energy Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated to fund the Gilbert Road Light Rail Transit Extension Planning Study. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the United States Marshal Service to accept funds for Arizona Wanted Task Force. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County Sheriff's Office to accept funds for overtime for officers assigned to the Meth Lab Task Force and fuel for the aviation unit of the police department. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Department of Public Safety for participation in a gang and immigration intelligence team enforcement mission. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into a lease agreement with Valley Metro Rail for use of city-owned property at 200 South Center Street during current phase of light rail project in Mesa. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an employment agreement with the city clerk. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding A09-06, annexing land located west of Power Road on the south side of University Drive. This is at 6521 East University Drive. Vice Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Very good. Is there any request from the council to remove an item? Any requests from the public?
West Vice Mayor.
Last chance. Anyone? No? All right. With that, I'll take a motion. What's that? Is it? It hasn't come up yet. Councilmember Cavanaugh has a motion. We have a second by Councilmember Finter. With that, would you please vote? We have four ayes on the consent agenda with Councilmembers Glover and Higgins and Mayor Smith absent. Well, that was a close one. Item number 7, items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
No requests. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I got a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Finner. All in favor?
Aye.
And that's meeting is adjourned.